Good morning or good evening to those of you who are in Europe or somewhere else. This is the third day of the Money Matrix Marathon, and as we go deeper into this process, all sorts of things I think are probably stirring up in you. And today's theme will be around work and play. And our money matrix tool or spell is going to be around joy breaks. But we're going to be incorporating some from yesterday, which was really deep, where we went into the outsider and, of course, the 13th wise woman in the myth or the fairy tale Briar Rose, which is a version of Sleeping Beauty. Now, what we will be working on specifically to today is the beliefs of not being enough and not being valued. Yesterday, these things came up, and in the discussion where I wasn't in, it's like it was mentioned that by one of the participants that it was difficult for her in the, this is Denise, I think, it was very difficult for her in the male-dominated role where she was in engineering and all that, and her voice wasn't heard, and that she was experiencing it again in the online community. And I guess many of you probably had this experience too, where maybe a woman says something and then it's not heard until a man says it. That was my experience in my family, even though I talked really loud so I'd get heard. So that's an experience of many women in this culture. And then there are also men who have been silenced and who are not listened to. It's just certain men who are actually listened to in power. Okay, so here we go. What we're going to do is, before I go in, we're going to be exploring Cinderella in the whole thing of what's not, of not being valued and the beliefs of not enough. But before I'd like to go into this, I'd just like to note a few things about this process of clearing. I really have not and won't go into in these actual sessions the whole reasons why the energy clearings work. I don't know if anybody can exactly explain it, but there's now today there's a lot of scientific evidence that's backing up, you know, centuries and tens of centuries of practice, and which shows that working with the energy works, and whether it be, you know, through shamanism, through acupuncture, and through some of the ancient ancient energy medicines. So I'm not going into this. There's lots of resources that I provided, and in fact, my interviews with experts from the last Money Marathon, we go into this quite deeply, and particularly with people like Lorna Mindwiser. And I've also got some resources with Lorna who in the energy resources section. So I just, as you get time, listen to it. I know some of you know way more about energy medicine probably than me in terms of having lots of experience in working in one of the modalities in depth. And what I actually do with a lot of clients, and I have done this for years, is a lot of clients have their own energy modalities or ways of doing things, and I totally urge you to use what you've got in your tool bag. And if you can pick up some new stuff that I provide here, that's great. But the big thing that I do is just help you get to some of the actual beliefs that are blocking you. Because whatever modality you use, it's important to uncover those. And I help clear those. So just again, I really urge you to look at those resources. There's a rich amount of materials there. And also, Just to say, when you're focusing on clearing something, often the pattern comes up stronger as you're working on changing it. And I think it may be, you know, like some of the tech stuff that happens where, you know, you're not heard, you're kicked off the call. It may be that you don't hear something that I say, or that I can't hear something you're saying, even though you're saying it perfectly loud and clear. like I think Gary yesterday was saying muted, and I just could not hear that word. Funny thing. And also, there may be things that happen either within the group, with your partners or family, where that pattern gets mirrored back to you stronger. Or it could even happen with me, where I mirror that back to you stronger. In some inadvertent remark I make, or maybe I don't hear you, or maybe I don't, you know, I misunderstand what you see. That's all part of the process. It doesn't mean, and you may, in that experience, feel that I think or whatever some of the same things that the people, you know, who have thought about you in your life. And I just wanted you to look at the things that you may start projecting on me or on others. And because when you break out of that, that won't be the case. And I just wanted to say as we go through this process that I value and I just want to say I love all of you. You're just amazing people. And we will be getting to every all the different issues that you've raised. In that, I would like to, if you feel things where you're not being heard, pipe up and say, hey, I haven't been heard yet, or I want to be, you know, there's, I need to say something, or I'm feeling this. I really would love if you do that. So there you go. And I found, for example, I used to work a long time ago with this shaman in Quebec, a very incredible woman called Jane Key. And she actually was originally an opera singer who later got into her psychic gifts and through her father having a near-death experience. And she was a pretty incredible person. And for quite a number of years, I used to go to her community and experience healings there. And what usually happened before the healings or during the healings is you would go through some of the worst, if you were going to clear an issue, you would go through some of the worst feelings you had around it before. And then it would get cleared. And it's not, in some ways, if some strong feelings are coming to you, that's a good thing. And that you can perceive them as negative, but there's old stuff is being stirred up. And that's a good thing, actually, for clearing, because the more old stuff we can stir up, the easier it is to clear it. So there we go. So let's go into Cinderella. Cinderella is another, in another sense, she is another kind of misfit. She's, but it wasn't something that she was, how would you say it? When, I'll talk about my interpretation of this tale, because I think we all have our different interpretations, and as I said yesterday, it's our interpretations of a fairy tale that are important, not other people's. But this will just give you a guideline. So Cinderella, I mean, the old story is just, I think most of you know it, but the old story is that Cinderella, her mother dies, her father remarries to this woman and her two daughters, and they are extremely nasty to Cinderella. Her father basically abandons her emotionally, I think, to these women who exploit her and use her and don't value her and continually put her down. And she's made to work like a slave. And she's basically in a pretty horrible situation. They won't allow her to go to the ball. They won't allow her to have fun And so there's that character. There's also the stepsisters who you could say are very are people who are very concerned with outside appearances, with you know, the pomp of the court, of being seen as beautiful and amazing people in court, and they would like to marry the prince, of course, but not because of the prince being the prince necessarily, I mean, being who he is, but because he has power and he has money. And then there's the, you know, the father who's probably was in huge grief after his wife died, and abandons his child, and because of his grief, basically can't deal with his child anymore, and goes to another woman and gets his needs met in that way. So there's actually, you can do, as I talk about it, there's all those characters you can enter into and have really a lot of fun in terms of exploring what they go through at different periods of the fairy tale. And we will do some of that later on, including the fairy godmother, who's a great, I think, archetype for helpers, and helpers who are, you know, appear for a while and then are forgotten about. So here we go. I'm not going to read you something right now, but I'm just going to, for a moment, dip into the character of Cinderella, because our topic today is around working too hard and not getting appreciated. And Cinderella, I think, is a great character to get into that. So I'm just going to improvise for a few minutes, and we'll see. I do have writings about her, but they're buried underneath some other things that I covered. I'm just going to dip into her, and I'll probably discover new things about her character that I haven't discovered just by doing it. And when you dip into a character, you just go to a specific moment in the story, and then you just go in and imagine yourself as that person and look around you and see what you see at that moment. And it's a particular moment in the fairy tale. So I'm going to dive in right now, and I'm going to just impro. And give me a moment as I dip in. A moment's silence to get into this space for myself. I'm so fucking tired of this. I can't stand this anymore. It is getting too much for me. I am tired of working. Working, working, working. Here I am on my knees, scrubbing the floors for people who don't appreciate me. And I'm not supposed to be scrubbing floors anymore. I mean, I don't mind scrubbing floors. Sometimes that's okay. But I'm not supposed to be doing it anymore. I have something else to do in my life. I'm tired of working day in, day out, and nothing is ever good enough. Nothing. However hard I work, however beautifully I polish the silver, however much I try to please those bitches, yes. You're not used to Cinderella talking like this, because Cinderella is just supposed to please everybody and say, oh, you look so beautiful. The prince is going to love you. Or just sit down here while I massage your back and make you feel beautiful. Just sit down here while I arrange your hair and so that you look your most stunning best, even though you're really ugly inside. Why am I trying to make you look beautiful? Why? When you're not. inside? Why am I always pandering to all of you? You, my stepmother. I miss my real mother. I really, really miss her. I miss her so much. She loved me so much, and she saw what I was. She saw the jewel that I was, and she always looked after me. Why didn't this happen? Why? It's not fair. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm fed up. Okay, fairy godmother, where the fuck are you? You haven't come into my life yet. Okay, that's it. Now what I'm going to do is give you a few moments to actually go into your Cinderella, which might be quite different than my one, and just go into a spot into the story. And you didn't hear me do it too much, but just go into a particular time in the story, and it could be that she's already been to the ball, and she's she's about ready to to get the glass slipper, or at least the people are going around fitting the glass slipper, and she's waiting. Or it could be at a completely different point. It could be at the ball. So what I want you to do is just imagine yourself for a moment. Get out a pen and paper and imagine, and we're going to have a three to five minute writing exercise on this. Actually, I'll give you 5 minutes, and I'm going to lead you through this. I'm just going to keep talking in some ways. You can ignore it, or you can have it prompt your imagination. The main thing is that I want to just keep sound going on for the teleconference as such. So what I'm going to do is that, or what you're going to do is you've got your paper out, you've got your pen, and you're going to start writing about Cinderella. You as Cinderella. And just say, just right now, land yourself into one part of the story. What is it? And you actually, if you feel you're being another character than Cinderella, go to it. Be that other character. So you're going to, I'm just going to lead it as if you've chosen Cinderella. Let me see. So here you are, and you know, if you're a man, you can be a woman in a fairy tale, or if you're a woman, you can be a man in the fairy tale. So whatever's speaking to you now, go there. And what are you seeing around you? Is anybody else there right now? Are you alone, or are you together with other people? Who are they? What do they look like? How do you feel about them? What are they? If there are people there, what are they telling you to do? How do you feel about what they're telling you? What's just happened in your life that's really bubbling up inside you? And you can be writing like long sentences or just little phrases that give some of the sense. You're going to have time later on to develop these and stories. Whatever feels comfortable for you. And what does your character really wish would happen next? What would they like to do that they're not doing yet? I'm still here. I'm just giving you a little quiet time to think. think I might hum a little song just while you're gone. And my voice isn't so good this morning. I'm going to give you one more minute to just write. And to tell you the truth, I lost my sense of how much time this was. I didn't check the clock properly. So you may have had less or you may have had more time. But you've got 1 minute to go to finish up and to look at this character. Okay, and then what I'm going to do right now is open up the lines and see if anything has come up and or that people would like to share. I would sure like to hear you. And I am just putting it off mute now, just 1 minute. Here we go. You got another minute, moment or two to write. And okay. I should be able to hear you now. Yes. Anybody like to pipe in with anything that's come up for them, or even you could read a little bit from your Cinderella. So,
hi, Katie.
Hi.
It's Katrina.
Yes. Hi, Katrina.
I really, I'm not going to read what I wrote.
Oh,
but,
you
but what was really I loved what you how you improvised this, because quite literally, you know what I do for a living. You know I make other people look good.
Yes,
and
as I was saying that, I was almost thinking of you. I was thinking, oh gee, this is like.
And I can really feel this part of me that is just so sick and tired of doing that, because these people quite literally that I work with are not attractive on the inside. and it's really like I could feel just this energy wanting to completely burst out of that and stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling the frustration that I'm kind of locked into it in a way.
Yes.
So I'm in my own little prison with that.
Okay. Well, that's a wonderful thing for you to write around, and I'd be interested to see, you know, as you let it really rip about what you feel, what comes up, and if you feel at all like sharing it on Facebook, and this goes for everybody, I would love to, you know, I would love to hear it or see it. And I think it'll add to the discussion. And Katrina, do you want to just share with people who don't know you what you do for a living? You don't have to, but
well, I work in I live in New York City, and I work in I do makeup for a lot of very wealthy people. I'm a makeup artist.
Yes,
very much a Cinderella story.
Yes, yes,
and it's old and tired for me.
Right, and I can't wait till Cinderella really takes her.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to read what
there.
I don't want to read what I wrote.
Oh, could you read? Actually, I'm going to put you on the spot. Could you read maybe three sentences or four? You can read more, but yeah, you don't have to.
It was more of a rant. It wasn't really a writing exercise, but it was just more of a rant of being sick and tired of making others look beautiful for their balls when, you know, or their galas.
Right.
When
well, I'm sure it would be beautiful to hear that, a rant, you know?
Well, it's, you know,
I love rants.
It's not even really writing. It's just like I'm fucking sick and tired of
I would love to hear it, but I'm not going to push you anymore.
Yeah. And that, why doesn't anybody see me and I'm the one that's beautiful? I'm the beauty in this. And these people
Great.
Are horrible and ugly and I hate them.
Good. Sounds like you're really going in the direction that this calls for. Fantastic. Thank you for sharing so much, Katrina. And if you do get inspired later to share it more, we'll be happy to hear it. Is there anybody else who would like to say something?
I want to say.
Yes?
It's Loretta.
Okay. And Loretta? Okay.
Where I went, I went to the household after the news went across the kingdom that the prince was looking for the foot of the woman that he had danced with. And I'm Cinderella at that point, waiting for the prince to come to the house and wondering, if he comes, will I step forward? Will my sister, my stepsisters allow me to step forward? And a little bit of what I wrote was, I want the chance, and yet I'm afraid. What will happen if I try to step forward and claim what is mine? What will happen if I don't step forward? I have this chance. I have felt loved. Will I take the chance? So I was just in that state of wondering.
Wow. That's a very potent moment.
Yeah, it really was for me, because it is about that, you know, about moving forward and actually having experienced the ball and the dancing and the spinning and just the lights and the joy that I hadn't experienced before. And then, you know, being back in that household, and I know I'm going to have the chance, and will I take it? So thank you very much.
Yeah.
It was very, very powerful.
Well, thank you for sharing it, because that moment is, yeah, when she's seen all the possibilities of a new life, and yet...
Right.
It's not quite there. That's a very, very, I have to say again, potent moment of the story. And it does, when you look at your life, we don't want to be too literal about these fairy tales, but we resonate with those moments because that may be the moment in our life right now or a little bit later, who knows, that you're faced with choices and whether you do step forward. So thank you so much. And anybody else like to say something?
Yeah, this is Anne. I just joined the call, but everything that you just said brought something up, which is feeling like if I do accept my new life, then I'm losing so much. Or that I will be leaving something behind, and how do I choose that? This has been the story of my life also, you know, that I'm going to, you know, be lonely, or I'm going to, you know, miss the warmth, or whatever it is that I think of as my old life that's also not been working as well. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, so it's leaving what is comfortable about the present situation.
Not exactly. It's more that I'm so afraid by moving to this new shiny bright light that I'm going to be lonely, that I'm going to be separate, that I'm going to, you know, that I will be.
Right.
It's really the fear.
Okay. And were you Cinderella? Did you get into the Cinderella character, or was it somebody else?
I would definitely be Cinderella.
Yes. And with the Cinderella, what moment were you in the story?
The part, well, I didn't hear the story. I just joined in, but I just, that you said, this has been the story of my life, so I'm just chiming in. Sorry that I'm late.
Oh, not to worry. Maybe later, what we were doing is that I did an actual... Impro, and then later everybody was writing as a Cinderella. They went into the story themselves and
yes.
wrote for about 5 minutes. So
yes.
It would probably be wonderful if you're able to do that a little later. But thank you for bringing that in, because I think the whole thing of the old situation, while it's really uncomfortable on some levels, it is or horrible and painful. There's something that's keeping us there. That's, you know, the whole safety thing. So that's really important. Anybody else want to talk or say something? And then we're going to go into some clearings around some of the issues that are coming up. Hello?
Well, I felt, this is Tyra speaking.
Tyra? Okay, great.
I don't think I ever got to the ball.
Yes, okay.
And I felt a lot of hate for my stepmother and my stepfather.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go to the grocery store anymore. I didn't want to wash dishes anymore. I didn't want to. My stepmother smelled bad.
Yes.
And my stepsister always got everything she wanted. And it was it was just all about my real life. I couldn't.
Wonderful.
I mean, I was. I actually had a homecoming ball where the guy didn't show up. then when I got married, sooner or later, my husband was like my father, who had been gone over to my stepsister. She just conned him all the time, and I didn't realize I was still there. I didn't realize I was still in that place.
Oh, so this is this sounds like it's really bringing up a lot of stuff.
A lot.
Wonderful. This is wonderful, even though it doesn't feel that great. And it's good. I mean, some of these things, like, we feel we've cleared, and, you know, I think a lot of us have done, you know, gazillion years of whether it's therapy or work on ourselves, personal growth, even energy techniques, and yet there's still big parts that aren't healed, and it takes time. It, you know, there's huge, huge issues that many of us have dealt with. So thank you so much for bringing those aspects in, and we'll begin clearing them. And I think the more you write about this, I think this will really be very liberating in its own way. So anybody else want to share? And is
hi, Katie. It's Alex.
Hi, Alex.
I've sort of lost my voice.
Oh, dear.
I think it's part
that's
of the
interesting.
Clearing, yeah. So it was really interesting to hear everyone's where they were. For me, I was at the ball, just having fun and remembering what it means to be in a place of joy and celebrating and being playful and just coming back into myself and feeling what that felt like, and just loving dancing and musing and playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really thinking like of the prince so much and all that, but I guess there was a part of me that it felt really magical and almost like it was a dream, like this couldn't be real, like this couldn't be my real life all the time, like to have that joy and celebration and abundance. And so that was kind of where I was at in the story. So receiving and accepting.
Beautiful. And that's actually touches on an aspect of Cinderella. Like, why do we think we have to work so hard all the time? Part of it is that we're, you know, the feeling of not worthiness, of not being valued, or the actual situation we're in. In Cinderella's case, it was she was in a situation where others didn't value her and forced her to do a lot of stuff she wouldn't like. So, and yet, And this is and this comes to our habit of the day, or the tool of the day, which is having joy breaks, is actually giving ourselves time to be joyful and playful. Because working too hard, while it's a wonderful thing in some ways in going after our goals, and work is important, and a lot of us actually enjoy, you know, some aspect or enjoy the work that we were meant to do, shall we say, and enjoy our, let's say we're a healer, or, you know, I really enjoy my coaching and things like that, but are working way too hard sometimes at some, maybe those aspects or other aspects, and don't give ourselves time to play. So, as I said, take, you know, just even taking 5 minutes break during the day to really enjoy, and at different points during the day to really enjoy our lives is really important, whatever situation we're in and however much pressure or things may be going on, to connect with that playful part of ourselves. So, and I think what it's interesting, each character has this place that they're in and their final, you know, their destiny. And with the Cinderella character, her destiny is really to be valued and to shine and to be, you know, like center stage in some ways, and to have all the abundance and joy and celebration. And yet there's something keeping us as Cinderellas away from that. So in the earlier stages, or whatever stage you happen to be at. So anybody else want to share? I'll take one last sharing here. Here, I heard her.
I wanted to say something if there's nobody else.
Yeah, for sure. Katrina. Who's this speaking? Pardon?
Katrina, the other Katrina.
Oh, okay, great. I'm hearing you now.
Okay.
Yes.
I got stuck with writing anything because I did, but it was sort of like fairy tales are bullshit. And I, what it reminded me, what I was thinking about was how early I decided that. And this was one of the fairy tales that got me going on it. You know, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I remember as a kid thinking it was bullshit and thinking how glad I was I didn't have sisters. So I was, it was obviously resonating with me on some level, or I wouldn't have cared enough to think it was bullshit. But, yeah, it was sort of like, you know, very early on, according to my mother, when I was a year and a half old and she tried to dress me in frilly dresses, I basically turned my back on that and felt all the way through school that I was looking in, you know, into an alien world with all these vain little poopsies curling their hair and you know, wearing fancy clothes and all that other stuff. I mean, I guess I kind of wanted to do it too, because, but my mother wouldn't buy me extra. She's like, you can have one dress for the new school year kind of thing.
Right.
And that was just her own, we weren't too poor to, she just thought it was wasting money for kids to have lots of different clothes. That sort of thing. But, yeah, I mean, Cinderella is right, is way up there on my list of, I mean, I read a lot of Hans Christian Andersen, but I really couldn't get into the Cinderella type stories.
Okay. So, thank you for sharing that. And, well, you can do with it, if you, at some point, I mean, sometimes the things that we resist the most are helpful to do. On the other hand, if you don't want to do it, and like if you could get yourself to, for 1 or 2 minutes, just get into Cinderella.
I wasn't accusing the exercise of being bullshit. I was just.
I realize that. Yeah.
Remarking on how long in my life I've considered it, you know, something that alien beings do is get dressed up and go to parties.
Right. Yeah, I hear you there. And, okay, and part of it is that you don't want to do it, and part of it is that you do it. Okay. And it's interesting. How early did you decide that fairy tales are bullshit, and why?
I don't remember. Well, it's I don't remember stuff, fairy tales in my life before, you know, second or third grade. I'm pretty sure we didn't have fairy tales when I lived with my uncle, the Lutheran preacher. And I'm pretty sure we didn't have fairy tale books along with us over there in Asia. I was living in Bangladesh. Yeah, it was kind of like I came late to fairy tales.
Okay, yeah.
We had a library of fairy tales in the house, or little kids' books and things like that.
Right.
We were expected to go outside and play, and which is what we did.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Later.
Yeah. So I guess basically be with this in whatever way you can. And yeah. So what I'm going to do now is actually go into clearing, because these excursions are only just to unravel parts of what may be holding you back. And actually, you know, whether you get into the fairy tale or you just feel those feelings that this is all bullshit, that's all an important part of the process. So thank you so much, Trina, for sharing that. And I'm going to actually go into the clearing now, so we do some clearings around these. And it's been a really rich discussion of people, and I, you know, I'd love if other people shared who haven't on Facebook, if they can, or, you know, if they don't want to be so public, they can just send me something. So here we go. So I'll be getting some of your stuff here. I may not get, there are some people who might not feel I address any of their issues in this, but we'll just go with what happens, okay? So, let me see, how will we get into this? So even though I feel undervalued, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel undervalued and unseen and unheard, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel undervalued and unseen, I deeply love and accept myself. Nobody sees me for who I am. They're too busy looking at themselves in the mirror. They're too busy looking at themselves in the mirror. The women, the guys. The guys are so busy listening to themselves, preaching off, saying what they think is the truth. They don't even notice that I said it first. That I did it first, that I have the beauty, that I have the intelligence, that I have it all. They don't notice. They're so busy looking into their own mirror. And they never give. They never give. They don't give to me. They just have me work, 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 work for them. Work, work without appreciation. I'm working too bloody much, and I'm not getting appreciated enough, or at least not by the people who I really would want to be appreciated by, like the people who are so-called important, like my family, like my parents, I'm not appreciated, and I'm not appreciated in the group that I'm in. I'm not appreciated. They don't see me, or if they see me, it's only for a moment in between their incessant conversation. They're always talking about what they're getting, and I'm not interested in what they're getting. They're always talking about superficial values. they're always looking for money and fame and money and fame and money and fame and money and fame and money and fame. And I don't want it in the way they want it. I don't want it for the things they want it for. They just want it for the superficial power it has over people, to prove themselves. I don't want it for that, but I want it. I do want fame. I do want fortune. I do want abundance. I do want my voice out there. I have something to say which is really important for everybody, not just for my ego. I'm not like that. I'm not like them. I'm not like them. I want to get out and show myself, not for my ego, but for the good, for the general good. Oh, yeah, sure, there's some ego in there. Sure, there's some ego. Yeah, I got some ego here. I got some superiority and inferiority and all kinds of stuff going on in here. But generally, my intentions are good. My intentions are good. I'm not trying to put people down all the time. I'm not trying to get to the top and crush people on the way. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I just want to get the word out. I just want things to be different. I want people, everybody, including myself, to share abundance, to share happiness, to share meaning, to make this world a better place, to stop the destruction. I'm tired of all the destruction done by empty people, Okay, so that was the first round. If anybody wants to pitch in something very quickly, and then we'll go to 1 second round, and then we'll do the healing codes, try and get it all in. Anything that brought up for people? Okay. So unless I hear somebody right away, I'm going to just go into the second round, which I have no idea what it's going to be about. Let me see. Okay. Even though I have a real hard time not working and just playing, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I have a really hard time not working and just playing, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I have a really hard time not working and just playing, I deeply love and accept myself. What if I could have fun? What if my life was about having fun? What about changing the world and having fun? Why does everything have to be so serious? Why are we in such a serious paradigm? Why is it that we have to prove ourselves to be serious, to be serious, to be serious? We're serious intellectual human beings. We prove ourselves. We go on proving and proving. It'll never be enough. We have to look good, and we can't have fun because that might be showing something. That might be showing something that's not good. It's not good to have fun. Our parents have said that. Our culture has said that. We're not supposed to have fun. We're not supposed to have fun. I mean, some of us are in some of the richest cultures, and yet most of the time we just work, 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 work. Corporate America, corporate Europe, working at the office, corporate Korea, they're all working hours and hours and hours and hours, even the best paid, even the highest levels, working, working, working. So fucking tiring. So tiring. We just all need to take a break. We all need to take a break. We all need to take a break. We have to be like sleeping beauties and just sleep a little while. Sleep a little while. Our culture has to sleep a little while. Sleep, 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 and learn the lessons. Learn the lessons of rest. Learn what is in rest. In rest, rest. That's the rest of what we need to know is rest. That's the rest of what we need to know, not more intellectual knowledge, nor courses, not stuffing in more. We just need to rest, 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 rest. Okay. Anything on that, or before I go to the healing codes?
In a way, this is Tyra.
Yes.
In a way,
hi, Tyra.
Yes.
Yes.
In a way, my work is my joy. It is really a joy if I'm able to write or do the things that are so deeply fun and loving and creative. And getting to them is sometimes the hardest part. Getting to the things that I really love, that I really want to do, that's where sometimes the block is.
Right.
And it's so interesting because every day I say, I want to do this, I want to do this, and somehow, and I'm working, trying to make a living and trying to keep up with the work that is required to make a living or to prepare to make a living and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that to make a living is really must be a big sticking place.
Yeah. And
for
that it
all
has to be hard. Yeah, yeah.
So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And that's, that it's got to be hard and that we can't do the things that we, that are most, that provide us most joy and ease. And I do think you've hit on a point that with us creative types, like sometimes the work is the utter joy and the thing that we won't really let ourselves get to sometimes. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Anybody else like to say something? I'll wait one moment.
This is Denise. Okay.
Denise, hi.
Hi. So I think what this brought up for me is with Tyra too, sometimes my work is just play. But the combination of the last couple things that you've done, they kind of came together because this last couple days I had agreed to do, to like build a website for somebody because for me to do. So I, every now and then I do that for people. And it's a little bit of, I call it junk food money. I can do a little website, get a little cash. and I was doing it, and I was, I kind of started to do it. And I was doing it for a woman, and her husband, she says, oh, my husband wants to talk with you. Well, the reason she has me doing it is because he was doing it for her, and he doesn't have time. And so now I'm dealing with him, and I've got all this, he's kind of taken me down this road and asking all these questions and wanting to get it done his way. And when I was done, I was like, that was just not fun at all. It was just a ton of work. And I was really resenting it and really tired and really, angry. And it was kind of the combination of, everything was just fine until I had to sort of deal with, his perceived way that it had to be done. And I just thought, this is why I don't do this. There's always, there's always somebody that comes in there. And for me, it was like suddenly that this thing that was fun is now work, 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 work. And where was the joy in it? There wasn't any. And I just ended up being really resentful about the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And
I can hear that.
And it's interesting that, something that's fun becomes work, 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 and there's somebody that comes in all the time. There's
that was her father.
Interesting thing to explore. any other comment before we go into the healing coach?
Hi, Katie. This is Wend.
Hi, Wend. Nice to hear your voice. Hello?
Yeah. Hi.
Okay.
I'm here. Yeah.
I got on a bit late, but anyway, this is that last round. I just wrote something just right now. It says I don't want to have to work, like, and so I just withdraw and so to avoid work, because I don't really want to work. I don't want to have to. So I don't really know what that's all about, but anyway, I'll just throw that into the pot. It's like this resistance to having to work. I don't want to work.
Right. Great. And I'd love to. Do you have a couple of lines from what you wrote?
It's nothing. No, it was. Well, let me just take a look. Okay. Well, here it is. It's just a few sentences. I feel like I've given up. I don't want to work. I just want to withdraw. I just want to withdraw.
Mm, yeah. Right. Okay. So that's interesting that's coming up right now. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Just journal more on that. Is it? And maybe it's just tired of doing the kind of work or in the way you've been working before. Or maybe it's just thinking that what's ahead of you is the same, some of the same of what was from before, rather than a new way of working. Mm. So, thank you. Anybody else there? Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into the healing codes, and I'm going to just go right into that right now. I pray requests that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to work and feeling like I have to work all the time and not being valued for it, even the work that I'm doing. All those issues related to never being able to please and never getting a break, not being able to go to the ball or it not being able to rest. All those issues. Not being able to enjoy my God-given talents. And you and people can just put in their issue here as well in a way that suits them. That all these issues be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay, so where we're going is now we're going to be pointing the hands in between the eyebrows, a couple of our hands cupped, and our fingers pointing towards the area in between the eyebrows. And you can focus on a relaxation, or you can focus on something is that I can, or a statement like, I can do the work I love and rest and relax. Or I can play in my life. Whatever resonates for you. I'm allowed to play at my work and in my home. So here we're just pointing the energy at this spot and letting all the old stuff go. No longer serves us. It no longer serves us. It no longer serves us to work like a slave for others who don't appreciate us. No longer works to have that script. Letting that script go. Now we go down to the throat area. And, point the energy there. And we're going to be heard. We're going to let our voice be heard. We're going to express ourselves joyfully.
we're getting our chance to go to the ball. We're getting our chance to celebrate. We've worked hard for it. We've worked very hard for it. And we can still work hard when it's the work that we love and we're passionate about. We can still work hard. We can still work hard. We can still work hard. And we can still play, 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 play. We work hard at the stuff that feels like it's not work because it flows through us. It flows through us. It flows through us. We let it flow through us. We let all the ways we've stopped that energy flowing through us unravel. We let go of the stoppers. Okay, to the side of the chin, pointing your left hand towards your left chin, your left side of the edge of the jaw, sorry, and your right hand pointing towards the edge of the jaw on the right side, letting the energy stream out of your hands towards these points. Yeah. Letting yourself have a breath. Letting yourself have time, knowing that every moment can be infinite, can have wide spaces. If we only let the wide spaces in, if we only let space into our life, rest and play into our life. Rest is not a swear word. It's a four-letter word. It's not obscene. It's not ridiculous. Rest. R-E-S-T. Rest. Rest. As you rest your destiny into your hands, you need rest. You need rest. Rest, recuperation. Rest and recuperation. Rest and revelation. Rest. Resting from all those things that have kept us tied down and enslaved. Rest from those people who would tie us down and enslave us. Okay, side of the temples, left hand pointed towards the left side of the temple, right hand towards the right hand, right side of the temples. Deeply breathing in, deeply breathing out. Rest. Play, play, play. Whatever play means to you. Whether it's being in a play, playing on a seesaw, dipping your hands into water, looking at the sun, play, 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 singing your heart out, singing your heart out, singing your heart out, dancing, 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 dancing till you, dancing till you, dancing till you. Dancing till you break, let it break. Dancing till you let it break. All that energy that's been dammed in, you let out. Let out as you dance your life. In between the eyebrows now, your hands pointing in between the eyebrows. Dancing your life, dancing your life. Singing your life, singing your life. Singing your song, singing your song, down to the throat, singing your song, you're singing your song, you're singing your song. dancing, 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 dancing. Now you're going to the jaw points. Left hand towards the left jaw, right hand towards the right jaw. Dancing your life, what would that be like? What would it be like for your life to be a dance? Fast dance, slow dance, whatever dance you want to dance. Dance, dance, no more limping along. No more limping along like a cripple that you aren't. No more limping, limping, limping. No more limping along. Dance, dance, dance to freedom. Dance to freedom. Dance to freedom. Dance to freedom. Dance the whole world to freedom. Forget the march. Forget the march. We've done enough of marching as a human race. Okay, side of the temples. And then resting, resting, resting. Hot baths and beautiful aromas and sensuality. Sensuality. Being in the senses, being in the world that is around, being in the beauty. Being, 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 being. Okay, place your hands on top of your head. And then with time, let them go to, when you're ready, just let them float down to your side or drop down to your side. And then open your eyes when you're ready and let yourself look at something that is beautiful in your environment. And so that is the end of our session. Go and have a beautiful Sunday, day of rest in many traditional religions. And rest, recuperate, and have fun. Okay, so I'm going to say bye to you all. Bye. And
thank
share
you
on the Facebook group if you can. But don't
thank
make
you
it a job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, bye. Katie. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Get well soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.